Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona with another Trinity moment proving the Jesus only movement to be a lie and the Trinity to be the truth from God's Word. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 reads, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." So the Bible here talks about Jesus Christ being the firstborn among many brethren. I'm not going to take the time to turn to all the other scriptures that talk about Jesus Christ being the firstborn or the first begotten. Okay, why is this important? Well, because I believe in the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ. And it's bizarre that anyone could read the Bible and not believe in the eternal sonship of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ eternally exists as the Son of God. Now, there are false teachers out there that teach this oneness Pentecostalism that, you know, the Son of God came into existence in Bethlehem's manger, that, you know, there was no Son of God until Mary conceived in her womb. And then in the Old Testament, there's no Son of God. That's what they teach, okay? But I'm going to show you how foolish that is from Scripture. Now, first of all, our default belief should be that Jesus Christ is and always has been the Son of God, because the Bible says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So if he's the Son of God now, then that would mean he's always been the Son of God. Okay, that should be the default position, unless someone can prove to us from the Bible that he didn't used to be the Son of God. Okay, not only that, but if you were to claim that Jesus has not always been the Son of God, then you have to pick a point at which Jesus becomes the Son of God. Well, if we were to find a verse that would pin that down, the only verse that talks about when Jesus Christ was begotten is in Acts chapter 13. It says it of the resurrection of Christ. "Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee." Okay. Why? Because Jesus was begotten from the dead. In Revelation 1, it says he's the first begotten from the dead. So when it says, "Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee," that's a reference to the resurrection of Jesus Christ according to Acts chapter 13. But think about the stupidity of saying that Jesus was not already the Son of God before that. Obviously, he was already the Son of God before that because of the fact that all throughout his ministry, he's called the Son of God. The reality is that Jesus Christ is the Son of God in more ways than one. Okay, it would be sort of like if I won my own child unto the Lord, then they would be my son physically, biologically, but then they would also be my son spiritually because I'd won them to Christ. Well, Jesus Christ is the Son of God in many different ways. There is an eternal relationship between him and God the Father that makes him the Son of God. He was also resurrected by the Father, which makes him the Son of God. And we could go on and on about all the different reasons why Jesus Christ is called the Son of God, because he's called that for multiple reasons. But stop and think about this. If Jesus Christ was called the Son of God during his ministry, then that means he was the Son of God before the resurrection. So the "Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee" of the resurrection does not mean that that's when he started being the Son of God. But then others will say, well, no, it's not the resurrection. It's when he was conceived in Mary's womb. Well, the problem with that is that in the Old Testament, there are already people being referred to as the sons of God. As early as Genesis chapter 6, we see the sons of God. In the book of Job, we see the sons of God. So according to these people who are denying the eternal sonship of Christ, what they're basically teaching is that you have other sons of God before Jesus. So Jesus isn't the Son of God according to them until the New Testament. But in the Old Testament, all these other people are the sons of God? Well, then that wouldn't make Jesus the firstborn son, would it? No, it wouldn't. Because if you have other sons of God before Jesus, then he's not the firstborn son, and Romans 8:29 is a lie, and all the other verses that state that Jesus is the firstborn would not be true. Well, guess what? God cannot lie, and Jesus is truly the firstborn son. How can that be? Well, he had to have been a son of God before Genesis chapter 6 then, right? Because we have other sons of God in Genesis chapter 6. Not only that, but the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. So if Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world, then obviously he must also be risen from the foundation of the world, and he must also be the Son of God from the foundation of the world. How could he be slain from the foundation of the world, and he's not even the Son of God from the foundation of the world? Of course he is and always has been the Son of God. There's no Bible verse that says that he did not used to be the Son of God. There's no evidence of that. And so our default view should be that he's eternally the Son of God. And then we have all these facts that prove it. The fact that he's the firstborn, and you have other sons of God mentioned as early as Genesis 6. The fact that he's slain from the foundation of the world. Well, you know, it was the Son of God who was slain. So he has to be the Son of God from the foundation of the world as well. And any kind of a time frame that you would pin on the day he was begotten is the resurrection according to Acts chapter 13. And we know he was obviously already the Son of God before that, because he is the Son of God for multiple reasons. But at his resurrection, according to Romans 1, that's when he was declared to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.